Only a small percentage of our marine environment is currently protected. I think it works out at around about 2.13% of the environment is all that is protected at the moment. And this will have to increase significantly over the next few years. And that is something that should not be something that our fishing communities and island communities should be afraid of. But given how this might develop, they may well be. MPAs are a key tool in ensuring the conservation of marine ecosystems. Expanding the MPA network legislation will follow this bill, but the question has to be asked, really, why should it follow the bill? I would be afraid that damaging human activities, pollution, biodiversity loss and climate change will be left to the end after a lot more of damage has already been done. I think there is an opportunity to do this right, so let's take the time and have a genuine plan-led system development system in place. But unfortunately, only time will tell whether that is what we achieve through this process. And if we need to change and adjust to protect the environment, hopefully it won't be too late to do that. But I think we have to do that right.